We begin this morning with hymn 292, verses 8, 12, and 14. And I especially encourage you to use your best diction so those who are joining us on Internet Chapel this morning will hear the words, the text as well. Hymn 292, 8, 12, 14. In our worship and in our lives, there are times when we offer sacrifices to God. But there is no sacrifice that we can offer to God which could appease his righteous anger and his perfect justice. The perfect divine sacrifice is not ours to make, but because of the great and the final sacrifice on the cross, we can draw near to the throne of God with a pure offering and a perfect sacrifice. Our penitent prayer, our humble thanksgiving, our remembrance, and our proclamation of what God has done for us, these are all sacrifices of praise. In the Gloria Patri, we confess the eternal existence of the Trinity. We sing the name which opens eternity to us. Page 109, the Psalm versicles in the Gloria Patri, please stand. Page 109. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to
thank you.
seated. What is the best way to praise God? As we speak this name with one another and glorify God, we teach those around us. In our proclamation, our teaching of divine truth, we discover that the most joyful praise, the greatest sacrifice, is to do and to teach what Christ has taught. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hymn 378, verses 9 and 10. 378, 9 and 10. The text of the Glory Be to the Father may have first appeared in a liturgy used in the ancient church in Syria. This particular liturgy is attributed to a student of St. Thomas the Doubter. In that liturgy, this hymn is sung as the first distribution song during Holy Communion. We remember that Thomas made his Easter confession, "My Lord and my God," when he touched the reality of the risen Lord. Like those who used the old liturgy from Syria, we must confess with awe that God comes among us so that we may glorify him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one true God before the beginning, now and into the ages of ages. Hymn 22, verses 1 and 3. 22, verses 1 and 3, and we will stand for the third verse. The Gloria Patri found its way into the liturgy of the Western or the Latin Church primarily because of its connection to the psalm singing. We understand that the Psalms speak of the Trinity and of Christ the Messiah, yet these truths are veiled in the language of prophecy. The Glory Be to the Father, sung at the end of the psalm, provides a clarity of confession which takes the veil away from those texts of the Old Testament. The Gloria Patri, paraphrased in our hymns as a doxology, is a perfect capstone confession of the Trinity in an age in which the knowledge of the personality and the work of God is confused and forgotten. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. The words fly through our minds easily and perhaps carelessly. But even if that is the case, these words remain a fundamental confession of who God is. A confession without which we cannot know Jesus Christ as our Redeemer and our brother. We conclude with hymn 591. Please stand. 591.